expression. My voice, my body, and my work enact my personal truth wherever I go. I have the power to release chains and bonds that suppress my freedom and dictate my personal truth. I open up and extend the expression of my strength to the world. I think too often we assume that expression means I talk a lot. If you talk a lot, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're expressing yourself. What does it mean then to express? What is expression? Let's begin by thinking about different forms of expression in writing, speaking, art, music, various kinds of work that people do. There are so many ways to express self. And the beautiful part is that expression is so personal. Whatever your personal truth is, you can create a new way to express it. Ultimately, expression helps us resolve emotionally charged situations. Expression helps us tell people how we feel, helps us tell people who we are, and it helps us tell people what we think. If you ever want to take this into a journaling exercise, try this for a day, a week, 3 months, or a year, and you'll get really, really clear on how confused we get with our expression. If you choose to do this in a journal, start on one page with three different columns. At the top of one column, write down, I feel. The second column starts with, I am. And the third column, I think. Consider how many times you have a conversation with someone and you ask them, how did that make you feel? If the response is, I think that, etc., etc., make note of it. If you're ever in a meeting or a conversation, and you say, what do you think about self-care? Well, I feel like, etc., etc. Or, if you ask someone how they feel, they might respond with, I am, as though they are their emotion. You begin to see how emotion, thought, and who we are, our personal truth, get conflated or confused inside of us. As people tell us who we are, how we should feel, how we should respond, what we should do in life, we begin to suppress the freedom to express ourselves. We begin to push down that natural ability to respond and say, this doesn't feel right. To put a boundary up and say no. Or, on the other hand, to say, this excites my soul. Yes, this is my path. But if we're told through messaging that is explicit or implicit by the people around us, our co-authors and our cultural editors, culturally, that who we are, what we want to become or who we are becoming is not right or doesn't fit into those unwritten rules, we learn how not to express. And as children, expression is so natural to us. But as we take these messages in and begin to groom ourselves along the lines of what culture or society expects, we begin to get rid of that expression. And it almost becomes second nature for us to suppress rather than let it out. Even if we journal or write, if we blog or vlog or do talks, we have the opportunity to groom what's coming out of us. Pay attention if you're a journaler or a writer. Pay attention if you're someone who speaks and talks a lot. How much do you groom what's coming out of you to fit the expectations and the needs of the people that you're going to talk to or write for? Who is the audience, and how much do you shape your work based on what they might be expecting of you. Instead, begin to redevelop this practice. If you're someone who suppresses often, start to take on the practice of simply identifying the differences between who you are, how you feel, and what you think. It doesn't have to go any further than that if you don't want. If you want to take it into real life, begin acting on it. You can release through those journaling techniques, but to take it into your work is a whole different level. Rather than framing and forming and creating work to fit the expectations and the mold, begin to put things out there that align with your personal truth, your morals, your ethics, your values, your belief system, and see where it lands. This is courage. This is bravery. If you can put yourself out into the world authentically, you start to find who gives you permission to belong. Of course, the ultimate goal is to have belongingness and companionship with self inside of us. But if we look at it from a community perspective, expression is the tool that helps us understand to what degree we have permission to belong. As people who help other people, this gives us an opportunity to start looking at imposition at a deeper level. Am I imposing my own cultural beliefs on someone else that I'm helping in order to make them become someone who they truly aren't, just so they might fit into my circle, just so they might fit into my style of leadership, so that they might fit into my practice, my preferences. Instead, as we help other people, what opportunities do we have? What opportunities do you have to begin expressing self in a healthy way as a model for the people with whom you work to express themselves in a healthy way? This is the first step in identifying culture. Is the culture of your family toxic? Is the culture of work imposing? Is the culture of your community open? Is the culture of your faith community expressive? Culture doesn't just refer to our race or ethnicity. Culture refers to the collective belief system that's put in place by a group of people. So, expression, as it comes out of us initially in life, is very natural. Eventually, we are groomed by the culture that is prominent or prevalent in our life based on imposition. What's expected? What's okay? What do we believe about wellness? What do we believe about worthiness? What do we believe about aesthetics? What do we believe about religion, faith, spirituality? This is an opportunity to explore your expression. What is your voice? What is your body? Who are you? How does your work demonstrate what you believe in most? Where is imposition happening to you? And also, how are you imposing on other people? How is otherness created, or a lack of belonging? And through expression, open, honest, authentic expression, where can we find themes of meaning that bring us back together to find solutions? So expression is important. It's pivotal as we help others. It's pivotal as we embrace our best selves. Daily reflection. What is your personal truth? In one sentence. Perhaps it's something you've never shared with another person. What do you believe your purpose is here on this journey called life? In what contexts do you suppress your truth and live by cultural truth instead? Where do you suppress or push down that voice inside and live based on what others are expecting? What is the physical sensation experienced when you express yourself openly and clearly, without having to second guess, without having to go back and change? With which co-authors can you be fully expressive and receive love rather than punishment? For those of you who might be more talkative and outward, take some of that back in and consider the style of your expression as you let things out of your mouth, as you let things out through a pen or otherwise. If you feel expressive, how much of that is an imposition? If you're someone who fears expression and tends to be more suppressed, what happens? What fear comes up when you attempt to express? What imposition has been imprinted on you that makes you afraid to express?